WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 78 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. While residents in the southeast Texas town of Kirbyville continue to call on the removal of Superintendent Tommy Wallace, more allegations have surfaced about his forced resignation from Bryan last year. KBTX reports they obtained a report composed by Wallace's former co-workers accusing him of immoral conduct, arrogant disregard of district policies, and inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars. KBTX reports after the 10-page document was given to the Bryan School Board, that's when Wallace was given an $83,000 buyout and a letter of recommendation. Two Good Samaritans were honored at last night's Bryan City Council meeting with citizen awards from Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
Alejandro Juarez and Mr. Chase Bear were witnesses to the accident. They saw Mrs. Ludd's car roll over and land on the driver's side door right there in front of them.
McGregor says after the vehicle's engine compartment caught fire, Chase Bear removed the driver's seatbelt. Then he and Alejandro Juarez pulled the driver out through the passenger side door and helped her across the street to wait for first responders. In the next 5 years, the city of College Station will be spending $310 million towards a variety of projects, while the list of what is not funded is at $206 million. At the last city council meeting, Mayor Carl Mooney brought up future costs of building parks, an expense that is currently passed on by developers to homebuyers in new developments.
We've had meetings with some of our developers in the area who are trying to find ways to have more affordable housing. And one of the ways that they're doing that is eliminating things like pools and community centers and some other park spaces so that they can get more homes in a smaller area, smaller lots.
Changes to the city's parkland dedication regulations will be considered by the Parks Board before going to the council for final consideration. More than $10,000 of property was recovered as a beat ice man was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing from a storage unit and two vehicles. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Joseph Hall was found asleep in his truck that was parked in front of the storage unit. The victim and his father, who is a College Station officer, learned $9,000 of property was taken from the unit. Also in Hall's truck was sound equipment belonging to the Aggie Wranglers dance group. Hall said the property belonged to him or to his friends. The arrest report noted Hall had two prior theft convictions. College Station police arrested a Walker County man on charges of impersonating himself as a stock day trader and attempting to sell stolen property.
23-year-old Tyler Fletcher of New Waverly is accused of taking $3,500 from the victim with the promise that in 4 months he would turn it into more than $16,000. According to the arrest report, Fletcher was not registered to the Texas Securities Commission. CSPD first interviewed Fletcher in February after he attempted to sell an Aggie ring and $1,100 of camera equipment in the police department's parking lot. The transaction was set up by police and the person was trying to recover her stolen ring. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And a traffic advisory for those on the freeway northbound through tomorrow morning. The university exit will be closed. That's to allow TxDOT crews to reduce the length of the concrete median on the northbound frontage road between Harvey and University. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 at 78 degrees. You can text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Sunshine will be developing across the region today. High pressure's off to our east, and that system's going to provide the warm, moist air that continues to work its way into the region. We're 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight and 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine for Friday with highs around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, another Aggie is headed to the majors as Brigham Hill was selected by the Nationals in the fifth round of the MLB draft. Meanwhile, Brian High has found a new baseball coach. We'll hear from new Skip and Brian High alum James Dillard. And the Rangers picked up another win at Minute Maid last night, dropping the Stros in game two of their series. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, what's the temperature right now?
I've got 78.
Woo! See, in my vehicle, it said 81.
Oh, my and I'm going, goodness.
We don't need that. We don't need that. And it never went down as I was coming in. So,
yeah, usually as the sun comes up and the clouds break a little bit, it cools down. Yep, so, we'll see if that happens. But it's going to be a hot one.
It is. And, you know, we used to talk about 80 by 8. We sure don't need 80 by 6.
No.
That's not a good thing. Don't want that to happen. Later on today, is being a dad harder than it was 20 or 30 years ago? just to give you a break, Dad, you can just say, yeah, well, but I got it yet. Nah. So, first, let's start in Florida. A Florida felon, not the way you want to be described.
No, but pretty common.
Yeah, it happens. On Sunday, he walked into a Dollar General store. Accidentally shot himself in the ankle.
Oh, like you do.
Yeah. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office arrested one James Trigger. How do you like that?
That's ironic.
He has multiple prior felony convictions and charged him with a felony possession of a firearm. Deputies say that Mr. Trigger, he's probably not called that too often.
Maybe now.
Walked into the store with a .25 caliber handgun, fell from his waistband, landed on the floor, discharged, bang, and hit his right ankle. Mr. Trigger left the store.
Oh, with a limp.
I think so. I went to the, actually, the Boynette Point Hospital where deputies located him. He's currently recovering.
In handcuffs.
In the hospital. They don't mention that, but yeah, probably handcuffed to the bed.
Because,
I don't know, he's walking in with a gun in his belt. That probably can't end well for anybody.
No,
you know?
Definitely not.
Information.
As a result, it doesn't end well for him, but...
You know, you think with the last name Trigger, you'd have a better holster.
It's a good point.
Well, he's got that street cred now because he's taking a bullet, you know?
Yeah, right, probably.
He's like, what's up, Trigger? He's like, shut up.
Yeah, man, hey.
It was an accident.
That's right. You'd have been limping too, so there.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Informatix. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It is Flag Day. It's Flag Day.
That's right.
So we celebrate the flag. Basically, it was on this date in 1777, Continental Congress made the Stars and Stripes the first national flag. Now, no one knows who really designed the first U.S. American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, historians believe it is one Francis Hopkinson, a New Jersey delegate for the Continental Congress, and a signer of the Declaration of Independence. As part of the Congress Flag Committee, he allegedly took the design to a seamstress named Betsy Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Now, although Betsy is primarily an upholstery person at that time, she actually was a church buddy of George Washington.
Ah.
She was one pew over. And so George was on the flag committee. Betsy's nephew, George Ross, was on the flag committee as well. And since upholsterers, that's what they were called then, normally were called upon to make flags back in the day, you figure she had the connection. She might have been the one.
Oh, yeah. He was like, hey, my Aunt Betsy can sew.
That's right. It's been a profit center in some place in Philadelphia or something, wherever Betsy Ross's house is. So, you know, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
National Bath Day, can celebrate that.
Okay.
You know, and
some people are weird about baths.
Go ahead.
Well, I like baths, but some people feel like you're just sitting in your own dirty water.
Well, you know, yeah. I
felt like that for a while, honestly, but then I realized if I ever
you got over it.
Well, I realized if I want to take a bath, I can just like shower off first and then take a bath,
you know,
and then you're not doing that.
Strangely enough, I'm more likely to take a bath in a hotel.
You are more likely?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's their water. See what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, that's a whole lot of water, because you can take a shower and use a whole lot less water.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Depending.
Tubs.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Then we get into the whole shower time thing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, true.
Because, I mean, one of my kids, he would start watching the clock at about 10 minutes in.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
just, I just.
No, I'm a quick showerer, but I still feel like if I you know, plugged the tub up during my shower, I might be able to fill it up like I would a bathtub.
Could possibly happen. The legend has it that it was on this date that the Greek mathematician, scientist, and scholar Archimedes discovered, while taking a bath, that an object's volume could be accurately measured by being submerged in water.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Apparently unable to contain his excitement, according to the story, he leapt out of the bathtub. And it says here he yelled Eureka, but he was Greek. I don't know that Eureka is a Greek word.
Right.
It may be. I don't know.
Who
knows? He also apparently ran through the streets of Syracuse, Greece, telling everybody about this.
Ah.
He said, Eureka, and everybody was like, that's not fair. You just got out of the bath.
Yeah, so I'm not. very nice. Thank you. I got that. Wait.
There we go.
Okay,
yeah.
I found it. All right, so anyway, it's Pop Go the Weasel Day. It's National Strawberry Shortcake Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pig Callers Day.
Pig Callers.
Sweet.
Who knew?
Yep.
Didn't, I mean, I guess everybody ought to have a day.
Sure.
It's Pause for the Pledge Day. I guess that has to do with
Flag Day.
Mm-hmm. And it's also National Bourbon Day.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that later on today. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. The leader of the free world.
It is.
Yay. Game, a reality show host.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Real estate entrepreneur.
Uh-huh. Business mogul.
Business mogul. Hair comber over.
That's right.
All of those things.
Tweeter.
Tweeter. Yeah.
But not a leaker.
No.
But not a leaker, just a tweeter.
President Donald J. Trump himself. Oh. He's 71 today.
Oh, no, I got 72.
Oh, I got 71.
All right, okay.
Yeah, all 71.
Right. Making America great again, can age you.
Over 70. All
yeah,
right.
That's right.
It. Yeah.
Let's see. Kevin McHale is 29. He was already on Glee.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
J.R. Martinez is 34. He's the former U.S. Army soldier who suffered burns over 40% of his body and then went on to be a motivational speaker and got a role on All My Children and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And he won the 13th season of Dancing with the Stars.
There you go.
So, man.
Yeah, pretty good. Lang Lang is 35. That's a superstar concert pianist.
Oh, I thought that was a panda or something.
Lang Lang the panda. Yeah. Yeah. It does sound like that.
Probably would have been better to celebrate.
Yeah.
Diablo Cody is 39. Won the Academy Award for Juno.
Oh okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Steffi Graf is 48.
Oh, yeah.
From tennis. Remember, she got stabbed by Monica Seles.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Really? I thought it was a fan.
I don't know. Monica Seles got stabbed.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, they were stabbing each other.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see here. But they think the guy who stabbed her did it because he was obsessed with Steffi.
That's what happened. That's the tie-in, yeah.
Yasmin Bleeth is 49 from Baywatch.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy George is 56.
Of course he is.
Do you really want to hurt him?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
he asks you enough in the song.
That's it.
And Marla Gibbs is 86.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
We got Eric Hayden. Do you remember him? He was a speed skater a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's 59 years old. Joe Arpaio, The sheriff from Arizona, he's the one who wanted to put inmates in pink. He's quite outspoken.
In pink, okay.
Yeah. But, well, you know,
to make everybody happier?
Well, forget the black and white stripes.
Gotcha.
He felt like that was a demeaning thing to do.
Oh,
and so he was
going to
have them in pink,
see.
Which,
okay.
You know, I guess probably makes sense. He's 85. And, of course, McWren, the gangster rapper from N.W.A.
Oh, right.
Ah, yes.
Remember
hey,
that.
And
yeah.
It's also the U.S. Army's birthday.
Hey.
All right.
Good for them.
Yeah, we had someone text in yesterday to report it's their birthday. So happy birthday to the texter. You didn't leave your name, but happy birthday. So they said my birthday, President Trump's birthday, the U.S. Army's birthday, and Flag Day.
All
celebrate.
Right. All in one day. There you go. 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so on Monday, yes, Senator Crocodile Tears, Chuckie Schumer, proved, well, he has way too much time on his hands. After President Trump held his first cabinet meeting, well, Chuckie tweeted, great meeting today with the best staff in the history of the world, along with a video of him and his staff around the conference room table mocking the president. Now, The Hill, by the way, also reports video of Schumer asking his staff, well, how did we do on the Sunday shows? But his staff quickly pivoted to compliments. Your tone was perfect, one staffer said. You're right on message, another. Now, Schumer asked another aide how his hair looked, to which the staffer replied, you have great hair. Nobody has better hair than you. You know what? He thinks he's funny, Senator Crybaby. Can you please find a better way to work for the American taxpayer? Maybe you should be buying yourself some Kleenex.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Imagine that I only gave you a part of the news story. Well, guess what? It'd be pretty hard to follow, but that's what it's like relying on monitoring your credit, your bank statements to protect your identity. You only get part of the story. Yeah, your bank, well, they can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways that your identity can be stolen. Like, for example, if someone opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name, they may miss the broader threats to your identity, and guess what? That can impact your finances and your good reputation. Now, that's why there is LifeLock. Now, they use technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats, and if you have a problem, well, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it for you. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft, monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock, you get more comprehensive identity protection than just monitoring your credit and your accounts. And if you join now, you get 10% off when you go to LifeLock.com/Hannity or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code Hannity. That's LifeLock.com/Hannity or 1-800-LIFELOCK and you save 10%.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
623, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Clouds are starting to darken up again out there this morning. Because we had little rain showers here at the radio station yesterday. Don't know if we got a lot of rain. But.
Yeah, we did, at least in my house. I mean, it was a pretty good summer rain yesterday.
Yeah. So, and again, we'd already reached our June total. So anything we get now is
bonus.
Know, yeah, house money.
That's weird. I didn't get anything yesterday. In fact, I was out there with the weed eater all day yesterday and didn't get a little bit of rain at all.
Well, anyhow, it looks like it's darkening up and we'll see. And again, the stuff we got at Crystal Park yesterday morning didn't even show up on the radar. So.
Right.
So municipal 311 line logs don't make for the most exciting reading material. It's hard to really get too excited about overgrown grass complaints, parking issues. This happened in Maryland. I guess that's their narc out your neighbor number. You call 311 and talk about what your neighbor's doing. That's
narc out your neighbor.
Yeah, that's, well, when College Station introduced that, you know, if you see something, then see it. What is it? See it, click it, fix it.
Okay.
You know, if you see something, then you, like somebody left their basketball goal out or something, and you click that, and all hell rains down on somebody because of it. So I just decided narc out your neighbor is a good enough word for it.
Good call.
So, but every once in a while, a 311 call comes through that does tell a story in beautiful simplicity. Like the complaint that came through on Monday in Baltimore simply said, tire with boot attached, and gave the address. The sparse description and the image invited us to ponder exactly what it might have been. Apparently, the owner parked the car illegally. The gendarmes put the boot on it. So somehow, some way, he took the wheel off the vehicle and I guess just left the tire there with the boot attached.
Okay.
I mean,
and probably put a spare on and drove away.
Right? I'm just wondering, yeah, how the logistics of that would work.
I'm not
yeah.
sure.
You know, I guess you'd have to leave the whole wheel behind.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So you take that, you move it, I guess, over so that you can get your spare out and mm-hmm. put it in there. And the picture that I saw, the hubcap is certainly not one of those rims that you'd pay a lot for, like at Rims or Us or whatever it's
right.
called. But there you are. So apparently it was just, and the tire looks like it has some tread, not a great deal, but I guess that was just too much trouble to actually pay the fine. Well, and again, I don't want to be judgmental, but it could possibly be that a parking violation is the least of that person's problems. So if they happen to go in, show ID, they go, oh, wait just a minute. We've got outstanding warrants on you or something like that.
We'll just need you to sit in here for a few minutes.
You just do that. That'd be great.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
So did you know that there's actually a second Stonehenge, and it's located right here in the Lone Star State? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, you could pay a pretty penny to fly across the pond to see the prehistoric monolithic marvel of England's Stonehenge, or you could just hop in the car and head to the Hill Country Arts Foundation in Ingram, Texas. That's where you'll see the next best thing. It's a whimsical labor of love known simply as Stonehenge 2. It's roughly about 60% as tall and 90% as wide as its ancient counterpart, but unlike the Stonehenge of old, there are no great myths, Arthurian legends, or druidic rituals surrounding Stonehenge 2, nor is there any unsolved mystery of how it came to be. Like most adventures in life, it all started with two guys on a patio. Back in 1998, in the hill country town of Hunt, Texas, Cowboy Doug Hill had just laid concrete for his new patio, and he had a leftover slab of limestone to spare. So he gave it to his close friend and neighbor, Al Shepard. Naturally, Al propped that slab upright like a monolith, and a light bulb went on in his head. 9 months later, Doug and Al had recreated one of England's weirdest wonders in Al's pasture. 18 months later, they gussied it up by adding two 13-foot-tall Easter Island replicas to flank their Stonehenge, because why not? Sadly, Al Shepard passed away in 1994. When his land went up for sale in 2010, the new owner supposedly wanted to knock Stonehenge 2 down, but thankfully, the Hill Country Arts Foundation of nearby Ingram came to the rescue. They rallied the funds and carted the whole kit and caboodle, all 75 pieces plus those Easter Island heads, 8 miles east to its new home in Ingram. Now the mighty monoliths continue to work their magic on the campus of the Hill Country Arts Foundation beside the Guadalupe River, where it attracts all from thousands of tourists and locals alike. So if you want to see Stonehenge or those Easter Island statues, there's no need to book a plane ticket. All you got to do is head to Ingram. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hey, good morning. It's 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's check and weather time. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Anyway, we're talking about how warm it is, or certainly how muggy it is already this morning. We've hit 91, I think, for the past 2 days for our official high, so today, the record high is 105, so we're probably not going to do that, I don't think. But anyhow, the heat index will be around 102 today. Actual air temperature around 94 or so. And by the way, we'll be getting up toward 96 as we get into the weekend. Lots of sunshine and no mention of rain in the forecast for the next few days. And each day, the heat value is going to be over 100. So do all the stuff you're supposed to stay safe. 74 will be the low temperature probably for this next 5 days or so, too. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 93% relative humidity. We've got overcast skies. It's 78.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. West Virginia University researchers say Fiat Chrysler vehicles with diesel engines produce significant emissions discrepancies between the road and the lab. resembling earlier conclusions they reached with Volkswagen cars that helped expose a long-running deception. They say diesel-powered Ram pickup trucks, when tested on the road, produced nitrogen oxide emissions as much as 25 times above allowable levels in the U.S., and similar Jeep Grand Cherokee SUVs as much as 8 times. Global coal production saw its largest decrease on record in 2016 as China and the U.S. dug up less of the commodity and burned less of it for electricity. That's according to BP's annual energy review. Soupman Incorporated of Seinfeld fame has filed for bankruptcy protection just weeks after a top company executive was indicted on charges of tax evasion. Crude oil down 55 cents at $45.92 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Some motorists headed north on Rudder Freeway in College Station were caught off guard yesterday by the closure of the University Drive exit. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports, weather permitting, the exit will reopen tomorrow morning. The exit was closed because TxDOT crews are reducing the length of the concrete median on the northbound frontage road. That will give motorists who are exiting and those on the frontage road more room to merge. Cheers and a standing ovation were given at the start of last night's Bryan City Council to two men who pulled a woman out of a burning car.
The vehicle engine compartment caught fire and the vehicle was burning. Chase disconnected the seatbelt as Alejandro was searching for another way to get her out of the car. They both pulled her up from the passenger side of the vehicle. They assisted her across the street away from the car and cared for her until the fire department arrived and extinguished the fire.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor presented Chase Bear and Alejandro Juarez with citizen awards. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace was accused of abusing his power by his former co-workers. KBTX reports they obtained a 10-page report given to the Bryan School Board detailing 14 allegations from other employees. The report, according to KBTX, accuses Wallace of immoral conduct, arrogant disregard of district policies, and inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars. Wallace, who was hired as superintendent in Kirbyville 3 months ago, is the subject of a removal campaign. KFDM Television in Beaumont reported citizens protested outside the Kirbyville administration building yesterday ahead of a school board meeting. A weekend visit to a storage unit by the son of a College Station police officer wound up with a visit by the dad and another officer.
That's after the son found a man asleep in his truck that was parked in front of the son's storage unit where his lock had been damaged. That led to the arrest of a beat ice man on 3 counts of theft and 2 prior convictions. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Joseph Hall told officers he was getting items from his unit. According to the officers, property in Hall's truck included items stolen from 2 vehicles, including sound system equipment belonging to the Aggie Wranglers dance group. The value of recovered items from the storage unit belonging to the officer and the son, who called police, was estimated at more than $9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan police and fire responding to 911 calls earlier this month have accused someone to set a car on fire and someone firing shots outside their home have resulted in an arrest on a charge of filing false police reports. According to the arrest report, 40-year-old Terrence Rogers denied making the calls, though officers found the phone associated with the calls on his bed. A Grimes County man was stopped by the same Bryan policeman twice in a five-hour period. According to the arrest report, the first stop resulted in 28-year-old Bradley Hendricks Jr. of Richards receiving a ticket for not having a license, having no insurance, and expired registration. The second time, Hendricks was arrested for not having a license but possessing what was thought to be methamphetamine and marijuana. The College Station City Council at its last meeting received an update on the financial requirements for hundreds of millions of dollars of projects. The presentation from Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten began with a one-sentence summary.
We have some projects budgeted and we need more. any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Kirsten. You may be seated.
Best presentation ever made.
Kirsten went on to provide more details, in part summarizing how little impact fees will go towards water, wastewater, and street projects.
The numbers there on the water side were $49 million and $154 million on the wastewater side.
So about $200 million. And we're estimating we'll get $2 to $3 million a year?
Correct.
We'll be a little short.
In the next 5 years, College Station has $310 million of projects that are funded and another $206 million that are not funded. One of the longest-serving presidents in the Texas A&M system has been down the road in Prairie View. George Wright, who started in 2003, has announced his retirement effective when an interim is appointed, but he will remain on campus as a teacher and researcher. System officials noted during Dr. Wright's 14-year tenure, enrollment grew from 6,500 to 9,000. Prairie View also established four new doctoral programs, and there was a construction boom that included four new academic buildings and a new football stadium. Dozens of protesters chased after a Harris County Sheriff's deputy and her husband after the couple made their first court appearance on murder charges and the death of a man they restrained during a late-night confrontation. The father of the victim, John Hernandez, was among the estimated 60 protesters, some who slammed their fists on the hood of a car waiting outside the courthouse. Deputies had to move the protesters so the car could drive away. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause. To find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. Waggy Pet Zone, CHI St. Joseph Health Center, and David Weekly Homes. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
639, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Partial sunshine will develop across the region today. We'll find our temperatures between 90 and 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, we're partly cloudy. We're 75. High pressure, it's going to stay off to the east tomorrow. We'll have partial sun redevelop across the region, 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. During the day Friday, we'll see abundant sunshine. Temperatures on Friday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Bryan High alum James Dillard comes home, taking over as head baseball coach at Bryan High. We'll hear from him on that. Meanwhile, Mike Gundy extended his contract with Oklahoma State for five more years, and the Brazos Valley Bombers extended their lead in the TCL standings with their win over the Cane Cutters last night. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Do we have any birthday tweets out there today?
We have a couple of tweets from yesterday. He has not tweeted on his birthday quite yet, but I had to share these.
All right.
So basically right after the show yesterday, he tweeted this one. A.G. Lynch made law enforcement decisions for political purposes, gave Hillary Clinton a free pass and protection. Totally illegal.
Yeah.
And then he continued with this one. I love this one. Fake news is at an all-time high. Where is their apology to me for all of the incorrect stories?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's right around the corner.
They probably just put it in the mail, and it's taking a little while to get there.
Their intentions are the best.
Written apologies, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, heading to the great state of Wisconsin to talk about jobs. Big progress being made as the real news is reporting. So now we have real news references.
Not fake news.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real news.
2 million more people just dropped out of Obamacare. It is in a death spiral. Obstructionist Democrats gave up, have no answer, equals resist. And then finally, he just said, just got back from Wisconsin. Great day, great people.
There you are. Of course, what's he going to say?
Exactly.
In Wisconsin, those people really were all. They were just.
I was in Wisconsin, and boy, am I glad to be gone.
That's it.
But I definitely loved the request for an apology.
I agree. Yeah, where is it?
Maybe not the request, but the where is it? Yeah. The question.
The Loretta Lynch thing is interesting simply because there are now Democrats calling on her to be investigated, and that's what the Rush update will be about a little bit later on this morning. Of course, yesterday, Jeff Sessions, he's up there once again talking to the Senate.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do. I don't recall it, Senator Warner. It would have been, certainly, I can assure you, nothing improper if I'd had a conversation with him, and it's conceivable that occurred. I just don't remember.
Has the president invoked executive privilege in the case of your testimony here today?
He has not.
Then what is the basis of your refusal to answer these questions?
Senator Kaine, the president has a constitutional...
I understand but the president hasn't asserted it.
And you are obstructing that congressional investigation by not answering these questions.
I would say that I have consulted with senior career attorneys in the department.
I suspect
you have. And they believe
this
is consistent with my duty. The suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process is an appalling and detestable lie.
All right.
And he was
shaking his fist when he did that.
Strong words.
You know it. In the meantime, though, we still got Democrats who are looking at doing the impeachment thing.
The dust-up began when Congressman Brad Sherman, a California Democrat, circulated a long-shot impeachment proposal on Monday. In a closed-door meeting of the Democratic caucus on Tuesday, Representative Michael Capuano of Massachusetts stood up and criticized Sherman, characterizing his impeachment effort as a selfish move that could hurt fellow Democrats. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi reportedly told her Democratic colleagues that it's too soon to talk about impeachment and predicted the president is going to, quote, self-impeach in Washington. Marlene Wilkes, Fox News.
Self-impeach. Yeah. That's something new and different.
Okay.
Yeah. And they are. That's and basically what she's saying to them behind closed doors is, look, understand. Yeah, we don't like him. And yeah, he's not our president. But there are a lot of people who still think he's their president. Mm-hmm. And we've got congressional races that are going to be coming up. We want to try to gain seats in Congress. And as long as we're doing this, we're pot banging about this, that could cause problems in the polls. And so maybe just kind of soft temper this a little bit. And as she said, maybe he'll just implode. He'll self-impeach.
Which, yeah.
Again, I've never heard of self-impeach.
Not a
but
thing.
That's fine. House yesterday voted 368 to 55 to pass a bill making it easier to fire Department of Veterans Affairs employees and rescind their bonuses. We'll talk to Congressman Flores in just a little while. Jerry Brown's getting to go out of town on the government dollar.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He was named as a special advisor to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Bonn, Germany. Okay.
Okay.
So he gets to go in November. Now, you know, we pulled away from the Paris Accord, but Governor Moonbeam still wants to do that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
that may happen. And then this, which is just kind of interesting, that if you wonder what they are looking at in Congress, this story having to do with, sports stadiums. You know, you ever think about that, how taxpayers, in Arlington, they're about to build a new baseball field, and the one they've got's not that old?
No.
Well,
it was a subject brought up on HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, the use of public funds for newly built or renovated sports stadiums.
When they ask you for public money without opening their books, what are you going to say to them?
No!
That's right!
Now, taxpayer funds for these arenas could soon be outlawed. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Oklahoma Senator James Lankford sponsoring a bill that would prohibit teams from using municipal bonds to help finance stadium construction. The bill, introduced Tuesday in the Senate, comes after a report by the Brookings Institution that revealed that $3.2 billion in federal taxpayer money has been used to fund 36 newly built or renovated stadiums since the year 2000. A similar bill was introduced in March of last year in the House of Representatives, but did not gain any traction. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now remember, these people who own these sports teams are rich, which means they probably donate to politicians. But, I mean, truth be told, we don't have to worry about that in a town this size.
Right.
But, I mean, taxes are high already in a whole bunch of places like Arlington,
yeah.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you're going to put a bond issue that they're going to have to pay for. And I think at some point people are just going to say, that's enough.
Right.
We don't want any
it's
more.
It's not okay.
When does the owner fit the bill?
Yeah. You know? I mean, I don't know that it needs to be done on the national level. It might need to be done on the state level or even just the city level where you vote against that stuff. But,
sure.
Hey, that's the reason that you vote. You vote for a whole lot of things.
True.
And part of that has to do with where do your dollars go? And to pay for a stadium. Look, when you start pricing the tickets for the sports event to the point that the common man can't get in to see the event, then they're sure not going to want to vote to build a stadium for a game that they can't afford to go see.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think we're kind of moving in that direction. So, again, it's you get the government you deserve, and that means you need to go vote if you don't like what's going on
That's
out there.
Right.
But anyhow, Congress looking at that. It's 648.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue North of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There was a time when the subject of grasses meant little more than Bermuda or St. Augustine to Texas gardeners. Those were, after all, just about the only two grasses found in most Texas landscapes. Oh, to be sure, there was pampas grass, and some folks planted golden bamboo, but as far as ornamental grasses were concerned, the buck pretty much stopped with our turf grass. Grasses have become very popular. We'll talk about them right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. Somewhere around 25 years ago, interest in the many lovely types of annual and perennial ornamental grasses began to grow. Those first hardy souls who heard the scorn of the doubters, "That looks like a weed," kept forging us forward until now. Hardly a season goes by without our being introduced to several new types of ornamental grasses. There are lots of great ones out there. Ribbon grass is a low, sprawling grass that's marked by dark green blades with white variegation. It's bright and cheerful where it gets morning sun and afternoon shade. You could also use Mexican feather grass, stipa. That is a gorgeous grass, and a lot of people are using it now. You see it almost everywhere. Very, very fine textured. Dwarf fountain grass called Hamelin. The ornamental grass has captured the hearts of Texas gardeners. It's been in full bloom across the state for several weeks. The plumes will keep coming for many weeks into the future. The blades are slender and graceful. The plant gets 18 to 24 inches tall in flower. Commercial landscapers have used a lot of this. Purple fountain grass, of all the grasses I'm going to mention, this is the one type that's annual in most of Texas. It dies out with the first hard freeze, but it's readily available and easily restarted each spring. Purple fountain grass. Lindheimer's Mula. You'll love this one, grown in individual clumps where the blue-green leaves can spray upward and outward 24 to 30 inches. The plumes stand erect from the centers of each clump, and they persist for many months. I love Lindheimer's Mula. M-U-H-L-Y. Then you have variegated Japanese silvergrass. It stands 36 to 48 inches tall, bright white and green variegation. It's nice against evergreens. It produces clusters of light tan plumes from midsummer on. Maiden grass is its big sister. It grows to 5 to 6 feet tall. It's one of our larger ornamental grasses, and it has rich green blades, and then it too has the tan seed heads that come up over the top of the foliage. Maiden grass can seed freely in a landscape. It can become a problem. Then you have zebra grass, one of the most unusual grasses because the variegation on its leaves go across the leaves. That's very unusual. Usually they're parallel to the veins. These go at 90 degree angles to the veins. Dark green, white variegation, yellowish white, and it's a very bold plant because the leaves are large. Those are just a few of the ornamental grasses. Don't use them to excess, however. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, for Aggie baseball, right-hander Brigham Hill was selected in the fifth round of the MLB draft by the Washington Nationals yesterday afternoon with the 56th overall pick. He picked up wins against three top 20 squads in 2017, including then number 8 LSU. On Friday, Corbin Martin was selected in the second round. The Houston Astros grabbed the North Pole with the 56th pick, the earliest an Aggie's been chosen since 2012. Here's Martin on getting selected by the Astros.
It's awesome. You know, we all just talking about it's... I was more excited about getting drafted by the Astros than where I was picked. You know, I was almost like lost for words, running around my house last night, jumping in for joy. So it was awesome.
The 2017 MLB draft wraps up this afternoon. The Aggies face off against Louisville in the College World Series on Sunday at 1 p.m. in Omaha, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Toronto Blue Jays selected the son of former Cy Young winner Roger Clemens on day two of the Major League Baseball draft. University of Texas first baseman Casey Clemens was taken in the eighth round by the Blue Jays. He was one of a handful of familiar names picked during the draft's second day. In high school baseball, Bryan ISD has announced former Bryan High graduate James Dillard will return to his alma mater as the new head baseball coach. Dillard replaces David Powers, who retired 2 weeks ago after 13 years at the helm.
Over the years, Coach Powers has been a mentor to me, and, you know, I pick up the phone once every couple of weeks just to check in with him and get some advice from him. And then whenever I went over to Magnolia West, we'd come to Bryan tournaments, we'd come and scrimmage Bryan, so I could just never get enough of home. And so, like I've been telling everybody, I'm glad to be back home.
Dillard comes from Magnolia West, where he served as the Mustangs head coach for the last five seasons. In college football, Mike Gundy has signed a five-year contract extension with Oklahoma State that will pay him $4.2 million this year, followed by a $125,000 raise each year afterward. The agreement replaces Gundy's current contract, which was set to expire at the end of 2019. Out at Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers earned an 11th-inning win over the Acadiana Canecutters last night. With the victory, the Bombers grow their lead in the TCL standings to 2.5 games over Victoria, who had the night off. The Bombers go for the sweep tonight against the Canecutters. First pitch is scheduled for 7.05 p.m., and you can hear that game over on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, it was a good night for Rugi.
There's a ball driven deep by Rougned Odor to right field. That one is just over the wall and into the first row of seats. A line drive home run for Rougned Odor.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high drive to left. Marwin Gonzalez back. He's looking up. That ball is history. An opposite field two-run homer for Rugi into the Crawford boxes.
Odor's solo homer in the seventh inning and tie-breaking two-run shot in the eighth lifted the Texas Rangers to a 4-2 win over the Houston Astros. The Astros will be looking to bounce back to cap off the series tonight in Houston. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10, and you can catch that action over on The Zone as well. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig made an obscene gesture at Cleveland fans after hitting a home run last night. After crossing home plate following his second-inning drive, Puig raised both middle fingers in the direction of fans seated in the dugout suites located on field level at Progressive Field. Puig said he was heckled in the on-deck circle, which is directly in front of those choice seats. He realizes he could face a fine from Major League Baseball for his actions. And in the NFL, the Houston Texans say their training camp in West Virginia will start on July 26th. Newly drafted quarterback Deshaun Watson spoke on how he's fitting in with the team.
Everything's been going pretty smooth. Getting a lot of help from Tom and Brandon. You know, just taking the reps that Coach OB has given me. And just taking advantage of my opportunity when my time comes. And so, you know, I'm getting better each and every day.
Among the 15 training camp sessions are joint practices with the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots on August 15th and 16th. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This ever happened to you? You're walking down the street, just minding your own business, then bam, it hits you. Honda Envy. It can strike anytime, anywhere, especially when you see the 2017 Accord on the 2017 Car and Driver 10 Best list a record 31st time. Or a 2017 Civic, the 2017 Kelley Blue Books KBB.com overall best buy. Both part of the 2017 Kelley Blue Books KBB.com best value brand for non-luxury vehicles. Luckily, you can solve your Honda Envy today in a 2017 Honda with an incredible low price. So don't be envious. Come test drive with your Central Texas Honda dealers and find incredible savings on a Honda today. Online at centraltexashondadealers.com. Car and Driver January 2017. 2017 Kelley Blue Book brand image awards are based on the brand watch study from Kelley Blue Book Strategic Insights. Award calculated among non-luxury shoppers. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Inc.
Texas loves Honda.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you... OKtosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now.
Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs. W.E.